St. Cloud Metro Bus unveiled a new line of clean fuel buses Friday that look to help sustain a cleaner environment in the St. Cloud area. And as U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar notes, the $3.3 million clean fuels grant is giving not only the community, but St. Cloud State reasons to smile about the direction their city is heading.
Well, I think you want to have cleaner fuels, and natural gas is cleaner. It's less carbon. That's a positive for everyone. Secondly, you want to save money. I mean, students have to inherit a world where we've got some debt, and a system like this where it's saving $300,000 a year in fueling cost is really smart. And also, I think people at St. Cloud State should be proud of being part of a community that's so cutting edge, that got the first grant to convert their buses like this. So it just shows some of the innovative work going on in St. Cloud.
Senator Klobuchar also describes briefly on how the grant wasn't just handed to the St. Cloud community.
Well, there are other communities that would have liked this grant, and St. Cloud was able to show that they were the right size and that they could do some local matching and that they were serious and were able to get the grant.
Ryan Daniel, executive director of Metrobus, points out that with the connections St. Cloud State and Metrobus currently have, students and faculty will be intrigued not simply by the new design, but of the clean environment the buses help preserve on campus.
Having a new bus here for the city of St. Cloud, most customers, from my experience, love a new product. The newest product on the street, the latest technology, innovation. For Metrobus, that's going to be an important aspect to the community. When a student comes out of classroom and sees a brand new bus at the bus stop, that's going to make them want to ride the bus versus riding the old version buses, a thick cloud smoke. You know, because that's the people's perception that they get from riding the bus. The bus is dirty, it emits a whole bunch of carbon monoxide, it's just a thick cloud of black dust, so to speak. But when you see this bus, you hardly see anything. And the color scheme is nice, it's built right here in St. Cloud, and we keep the money in the community. Students will see that, they will love to ride our buses. And I encourage St. Cloud State students and the university staff to ride our buses.
For KVSC News, I'm John Peterson.